about a family of three single elderly people that are still living together. Well, they were. One of them is deceased since I made the book. But they were living together on the same farm where they were born and where they grew up. All of the brothers and sisters had married off, and because they did not marry, they continued the original farm in the original way. I realized that this is going to be a last chance for me because it's something that you rarely see in this part of France. They're just with a few cows, a couple pigs, a few goats, and they would have enormous gardens in order that they could feed the pigs and feed themselves. Then they would milk their cows and sell the milk to the cheese co-op and make their own cheese for their own consumption. They would go to market once a week to buy whatever it was necessary that you couldn't do on your own.
Talk about some of the photos here. Black and white photos, a little bit of text.
What I tried to put in my photographs is the emotion, the heat, the smell, the sweat, the toil, the happiness or the sadness or the anger or whatever it is that happens at that moment. I tried to capture it so that that comes across in the photograph.
No, I understand what you mean about the emotions. I like when she's throwing the potatoes into the bucket. I like that one. You can see the potato, the movement of the hands and the potatoes.
Exactly.
You can see that.
It's the idea is that when you look at the photographs, you can actually feel like you're there.
And they didn't, the farm, they didn't have, I saw somewhere it was written that they didn't have electricity or running water?
No, they don't have on the farm in the hut, the Alpine hut, which is not very high up, but it's still 1,300 meters high. They only have water, a spring outside of the chalet itself. But they don't have electricity or water inside. In their regular winter farm, which is on the second half of the book, there they have electricity and running cold water. There is a washing machine, which is what one of the things that Therese said to me when I asked her, well, do you feel like you miss having taken the train to modern times? And she goes, what modern times? Look, I've got running water. I've got a washing machine. What more can you want?
And I also saw that there was an interesting photograph where she had a cell phone.
She does have a cell phone. It's the only way to reach her at all because there is no phone at the farm in the summertime. And now they just go to the farm to spend the summer there.